Tonight's episode is brought to you by Brimstone Cigarettes.
Excuse me, sir, you got a light?
Here you go. Say, are those Brimstone cigarettes?
Yes. Just one puff and...
Brimstone Cigarettes. The only cigarette guaranteed to send you straight... to hell.
Picture this. A dazzling dame, richer than God, swans into the Rainbow Palace atop Wild City Tower. Jewels draped across her neckline, diamonds dripping from her earlobes, priceless stones sparkling on every finger. She strides with confidence and poise like some elegant bird-like creature from ancient mythology, turning heads as she graces the room with her presence. Champagne awaits her at a table for two, her silver-haired husband gazing approvingly at the woman he married. He enjoys watching her command the attention of everyone in the room just by walking across it. He adores the way she plays the part of the beautiful, elegant aristocrat, a prize for men to desire and women to envy. Outside, the sun sinks and stars appear, twinkling like the gemstones she wears. Inside, waiters arrive with caviar and lobster, poached pears and chantilly cream, and after dinner, the husband and his wife take to the dance floor as the band plays. By the time their chauffeur-driven Lincoln limousine drops them off at their mansion in the hills overlooking the lights of the city, it's well after midnight. While he fixes a brandy for himself, his wife complains of a headache, no doubt the result of too much champagne and dancing. The husband jokes about her coming down with a case of affluenza, and his wife responds with a light shimmer of laughter, exactly what he wants to hear, before she tells him she'll take the upstairs guest room tonight in case her ailing head interrupts his sleep. She kisses him goodnight while he pours himself another drink. Minutes later, the window to the upstairs guest room opens, a square of light falling on the branches of the tree growing next to the house. A woman's silhouette appears, and as the figure reaches for the nearest branch and climbs out the window, the diamonds that catch the moonlight confirm that it can only be Mrs. Crystal Hart making the daring escape from the mansion.
Moonlight has been known to turn night almost into day with its bright glow on the ground. And sometimes nothing is more beautiful than moonlight on fresh fallen snow in the forest.
What we got then?
Six of them, armed with automatics, 20 hostages, one of which is Brian Cairn. They've singled him out.
Who?
Brian Cairn, the steel millionaire.
Ugh, I'll take your word for it.
Sam quickly slipped the vest over his suit.
Has anyone made contact yet?
No, we waited for you.
All right, well, let's get started.
Not a minute later, they signaled for Sam and the chief to join them.
It's ringing.
Sam quickly grabbed the phone with a quiet, thanks, and took a deep breath as he listened to the line. After two rings, it was answered.
Who the hell am I talking to?
A deep voice spoke. Calmly, Sam answered.
Hello, my name is Sam McKay.
What the? You're not American.
No, I'm afraid not.
Well, what the hell kind of accent is that?
Zinfandel might be said to be the least obvious red that we included in the book. While it is among the most widely planted varieties in California, pretty much its only home, and has been since its introduction to the Golden State in the late 19th century, it has never really attained the acclaim of any of the other reds we've included. One might even argue that the oft-despised Merlot is better thought of by consumers and the trade. Maybe we included it because we both came of drinking age in the 80s, when Zin was transitioning away from its pink wilderness years to its serious side thanks to Ridge, Ravenswood, and others, who saw in it a grape that could capture a vineyard's essence just as distinctively as Cab, Pinot, or Syrah, maybe even more so. Many otherwise noble grapes have embarrassing chapters in their histories, but it would be hard to argue the extent of tarnish and shame suffered by Zinfandel because of the unfortunate discovery by Sutter Holmes' Bob Trinchero in the 70s that white Zin could be a thing. Trinchero was no dummy, and whether he created the market or gave the market what it wanted before it knew what it wanted can be debated. What can't be debated is that it was a rip-roaring success. Cue the copycats, and there were legion.
What is it?
The Enigma.
What is it for?
The Enigma.
And where did it come from?
The Enigma.
Add confusion to your day with The Enigma. Guaranteed to befuddle, bemuse, and be-break your mind.